You got it? Okay, so let's take a look on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, and we'll see about 15 lines down from the top. Maybe we'll start with Amar Rav Idi Bar Ovin, a little bit before that. Okay? Tavlo Hiskil Sharosh Chodesh B'Tfila. So this is very relevant to today, right? He left out Yal of the Yom, Machzirin Oso. B'Birkas Amozen Ein Machzirin Oso. Amale Rav Idi Bar Ovin L'Rav Amram, Maishno Tfila U'Maishno Birkas Amozen. Amale Afli didi kashuli she'ulti l'Rav Nachman. The Omer li, here's what Rav Nachman said. He says, minei demar Shmuel lo shmielei el nechze anan. I can't tell you what Shmuel would say about it, but let's analyze it ourselves. Tfilah dechovahi is there for machzirin also. But birkas mizona di boy achil, boy lo achil, knows on Rosh Chodesh there's no chiv him to eat, is therefore a machzir, and also we don't require him to repeat Shmon Esrei. The Gemara says, "Al me'ato Shabbos yom tomdlo sagido ochil hachinami di toy hadar." In amalei in. So the difference between Rosh Chodesh on the one end and Shabbos yom tov on the other end, on Rosh Chodesh he doesn't have to eat a meal, whereas on Shabbos and yom tov he has to eat a meal. Let's call it the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. He has to eat Shalosh Sudos, or at least one meal in the evening, one meal during the day, and therefore Machzirin Osof Yomitz Ritzeh. But on Yalviyo, as far as Rosh Chodesh Yalviyovo is, there's no obligation to eat a meal. Tiomer Rav Shila Omer Rav Toch Chozer LeRosh. So this is on Shabbos or Yontif. If he omits Ritzeh, he has to go back to the beginning of benching, and the reason for that is because it's a chiyuv to eat pas on Shabbos and Yontif. Okay. Let's just read another few lines in the Gemara. V'ha'omar Rav Huna Marav Ta Omer Baruch Shem Nasan, which means that if he leaves out Ritzeh and Shabbos and Yontif, we don't have to ask him to repeat Birkas HaMazon. He could say Baruch Shenosan, right? There's a separate paragraph that he could add in which he thanks Hashem who gave us the Shabbos of the Yontif. So Rav Amram answers, Lav Itmar Lo, didn't we learn with regard to the same Lo Shano El Shalo Pasach Batova Meitiv? In other words, he still is involved in the third bracha of Birkas HaMazon. So he has that sort of empty space in between the end of Bonei Yerushalayim and the beginning of Hatova Meitiv. And in such a case, he can recite Baruch Shenosan. Avol Pasach Hatova, if he already began Hatova Meitiv, too late, there's no possibility of adding Baruch Shenosan, and therefore Chozer LeRosh, he has to go back to the beginning of Birkas HaMazon. Okay, then that's pretty much it.
That he goes back to the beginning of
Oh, excellent. Okay, good. So let's take a look over here in the Shiurim here of the Rav. I might not read every single word, but if you follow it with your eye, then I tend to highlight, you know, different points. So he says the following. On Shabbos, Yom Tov, we have a Chovas Suda, and therefore he has to go back for Ritzeh. Or for that matter, for Yalav Yovo on Yont. However, in contrast, Rosh Chodesh doesn't have a Chovas Suda, and therefore if he omits Yalav Yovo in Birkas HaMazon, he doesn't go back to repeat Birkas HaMazon. So it comes out that the halacha called Askaras HaYom, which means you have to add the mention the day and integrate that into Birkas HaMazon, that only applies when the Suda is a Suda's Chova. And now he quotes the Divrei Hamudos, that's a commentary on the Rosh. And the Rosh says, or the Divrei Hamudos says the following, Im Hizkil Lechol B'Shabbos. So he began his meal on Shabbos. V'choshkolo kodun gmar sudoso. So if I understand correctly, we're talking now about Shalosh Sudos. Let's see if I'm right. Is Kosav B'Orchas Chaim B'Shem Tosvos Mazkir Shal Shabbos Birkas Hamazon Shakol Holich Acher Hascholas Hasuda For Hu Adim Rosh Chodesh Upurim. So this is very relevant on Purim, because very often we bench after Purim is over, but we still say Al Anisim based on this Chiddush of the Or Chaim. And now he adds Rosh Chodesh, which is really a big Chiddush that, I mean, I understand Sudas Purim, because Sudas Purim is an entity, it's a Chova, but a Rosh Chodesh, so I guess you'd have to just say the following, that although there's no Su'udah Rosh Chodesh, right, there's no Chal Shem Su'udah Rosh Chodesh, but nevertheless, since there's a Chiyuv Haskara, and that Chiyuv Haskara is Chal on the Birkas HaMazon, so your Birkas HaMazon drags with it, or generates with it, a Chiyuv of Yalav Yovo. Even though it's no longer Rosh Chodesh.
Quite sure that in the Talmud, when Shabbos was followed by Rosh Chodesh, maybe eight Shabbos, he would say and Yalav Yovo, both.
Okay. We'll have to take that under advisement when my head is a little bit clearer. The Afal Pisha Rabbeinu Rosh Kosa B'tshuva She'en Lahazkir Klal Shel Shabbos B'chol. So the Rosh writes in a tshuva, let's just see if we can make sense out of this. Ein lahazkir klal shel Shabbos b'chol. So if I understand correctly, what's going on here is that the Or Chaim is taking a position and he's arguing against the Rosh. Let's see if it bears me out. Meaning, the Afalpi means that although you have to, I'm not going to deny that the Rosh would disagree with me, but I disagree with him. And the Rosh is going to say, Ein lahazkir klal shel Shabbos b'chol. In other words, Shabbos is gone, and he's reciting Ritzeh? Impossible. Let's say you omitted Mincha on Shabbos, and now you have to be mispalel Tefillas Tashlumin after Shabbos. It's going to be a Tefillas Chol. Why? Because you can't mention Shabbos and it's not Shabbos. So B'tshuva Ashkenazis Kosev Delo Damid. Again, I think it's the Or Chaim who's quoting the Tshuva Ashkenazis. Zman Tefillas Mincha Avimena Mispalel Botzei Shabbos Tashlumin. So Tashlumin is a whole new entity. How can he be mispalat tefillah Shabbos as a tashlumin when it's not Shabbos anymore? Al birkas hamazon osi al asud. So he ate the suda as a suda Shabbos, and he was obligated to do so. Now the birkas hamazon is on that suda. So the nature of the suda is going to determine whether you add ritzeh. If you have a brand new tefillah that's called tashlumin. So tashlumin is, it means that I have a chiyuv to pray X number of times. So I'm missing one, so I'll make it up. But it's not a replacement for the original tefillah Shabbos. So it's a tefillah chol. But in the case of suda, once the suda was established with a gishpanka of suda Shabbos, then that suda generates a chiyuv haskara in birkas hamazon. V'kei v'dakati lo tzoli arvis shel chol. Ah. Even the Or Chaim, quoting the Tshuva Ashkenazis, even he has a limit, and that is he hasn't davened Ma'ariv yet. If he already davened Ma'ariv, then it's already too late. So since he hasn't davened Ma'ariv yet, I guess he's talking about Tosefet Shabbos, so for him it's Shabbos, and he can mention Ritzeh. And why is he obligated to mention Ritzeh? Because the Su'uda is the Su'uda Shabbos. Why is it the Su'uda Shabbos? Because he obligated in the Su'uda. Now he says at one point that the same halacha applies to Rosh Chodesh. Just one second. In Hiskel Echol B'Shabbos V'Choshchol Shemazkir Shabbos V'Shakol Echachas V'Hu Adin B'Rosh Chodesh. That's where I don't know if that's what the Rav is going to focus on, but if I had my druthers, I would investigate with a with a magnifying glass those three words. For who did Rosh Chodesh? What would Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is a chiyuv haskara, but it's not a suda as Rosh Chodesh. I don't know how you could elevate the suda to the status of a suda as Rosh Chodesh. Maybe he's holding that although there's no chiyuv to eat a meal on Rosh Chodesh. If you went in and you ate a meal, you could be conveyed the meal as a suda as Rosh Chodesh. I don't know. I can lechon lishon. So that's the Orchis Kayim. Oh, so he says, what's the machlokes here? What's the machayev vaskara? Is it the day or is it the suda? Let's see if I'm right. Ha'im ha'machayev shal haskara mein amor de Shabbos b'birkas mos havi asuda. Oh, the azman. The day itself is machayev. If it's the day that's machayev, you have to give honor and tribute to the day by mentioning it in Birkas HaMazon, then obviously the Rosh is correct. It's already too late to give homage to and respect to the day because the day is past. But if it's the Suda, then we can accept the Shita of the Tshuva Ashkenazis, which apparently the Orchis Chaim accepted that. Very nice. Harosh sober Azman Machai. And therefore, if it's after Shabbos, there's no longer Azman. Whereas the Orchis Chaim holds that the mentioning of Yalav Yovo is part of the Birkas HaMazon, and it's generated by the Su'uda, that the Su'uda is the Su'uda Shabbos. Okay. Ah, let's take a look at the next paragraph. Lefum Riata, Bir Zev Machlokas Kashal Aholma Misugyan. Let's go back to our Sugya and Brachos. The Kava, the Machzir no so im Ta, Blo His Kimeina Ma'ora Vibirkas Amazon, the Shavshim the Chuiv Lechel Sudas Pas. Mashain came Rosh Chodesh. Oh, Mashain came Rosh Chodesh, Ain Chozer, Mishum the Lekachi of Sudav Rosh Chodesh, the Mashba that Sudav Machayev is Haskos Veda Ma'ora, Kedas Hachuv Ashkenazis, Im Kei Tzorchina, Eich Yevair HaRosh, So he's not asking our Kasha, at least at this point, about Rosh Chodesh. He's asking on the Rosh, how could the Rosh say that what generates the Yalav Yovo or the Ritzei is going to be the Zman? When our Gemara says that what generates the Ritzei in Birkas HaMazon is the Chiv of Suda Shabbos. And the Gemara explains, why is it that Machzirno Sophie left out Ritzei on Shabbos, but A Machzirno Sophie left out Yalav Yovo Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara answers, because in the case of Shabbos, he's chayav in the Suda. In the case of Rosh Chodesh, he's not chayav in the Suda. Let's just think about this for a minute. How is the Rosh going to square with our Sugya? Maybe the Rosh would say that you need two conditions. You need Su'uda plus Zman. In the case of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have Su'uda. In the case of Shabbos, you don't have Zman, if it's after Chashecha. Let's just see, does that make any sense, what I just said? That according to the Rosh, we need two conditions. So let's say a normal case where I add Ritzei to benching, I have both conditions. I have a Zman, because it's not yet Chashecha. And I have a Sudas Chova, because Shabbos generates a Sudas Chova. So if I have A plus B, then Ritzei becomes critical. It's part of the Matbea of Birkas HaMazon. If you omitted it, is Machzirin also. In Rosh Chodesh, I'm missing the Chova Suda, even though I have the Zman. On Motzi Shabbos, I'm missing Zman, although I have the Suda. So Rosh Chodesh is missing Suda, but it has Zman. Motzi Shabbos has Suda, but it doesn't have Zman. So the Rosh is going to say that when do we assume that the Haskara is a critical part of the benching? That's only if I have two conditions. I need to have both Zman and Chiyuv Suda. Now the question is, are we mixing min b'shein or mino here? I mean, you know, until now we've been saying it's either or. It's either zman or it's chiv suda. Is there a logic to integrate the two? Just think. Maybe we could say the following. There are two parts to askara. There's the chiyuv and there's the kiyuv. So the chiyuv is dependent upon the suda. Is it a suda schova or not? If it's a suda schova, then I set up a yalav yovo, or whatever the askara might be, would say, as part of the, as an integral part of the benching. That suda halacha is kovea of my be'er shel bracha for Azkar. But that is halach in kiyum. Kiyum means that right now, you know, I have this chiyuv and I have to implement the chiyuv. But in kiyum, there's another condition. I have to have the zman. If I don't have the zman, how can I be mekayim ritzei? Ritzei means remember us on this day because it's a day of Shabbos. What do you mean it's a day of Shabbos? It's Mechzik HaShikra. You're not on Shabbos. It's right. Shabbos is long gone. In Rosh Chodesh, I don't even need to come on to the fact that it's gone. I would say in Rosh Chodesh, you don't have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So there's no critical element of Azkar. All right, let's see what the Rav has to say. V'nira de la Rosh Yeshnei Dina. Mechayev de Suda, Mechayev de Zman. So I don't know, does he mean by Shnei Dinim two conditions? Harosh Sovid, the Mishum, HaMechayev de Suda. Machzirno sol levarat berkas amazon imaskaras meinamor de Shabbos kidei sheyetsi yisod chovas suda Shabbos kedina ach yesh nami mechayv dizman umidina mechayv dizman ein lahaskim me einam aora de Shabbos elagak shavar berkas bizman. Yeah, I think he's saying what we said, the two conditions. That's, I think so. I would have said it a little differently, but you know, this is Rabbi Eichmann, so everybody has their own formulation. V'im achal sudasa b'shabbos u'birchal b'rikas amazon b'chol ein lahaskil shel Shabbos. Yeah, I wouldn't have said over zman amachayv. I would have said it's a tenai in the kiyum. You know, you cannot. But again, he doesn't want to say that. I'll tell you why. He is allergic to my formulation for the following reason. Because then you're creating an impossible halachic entity, a chiyuv without a possibility of kiyuv. So therefore he wants to call it a machayev, that you need the zman as part of the machayev. He's not willing to say that the zman is a tenai in the kiyuv, because then you have something very odd. You're going to have a chiyuv because it's a suda Shabbos, but you're going to have the impossibility of being machayev in that. So that he doesn't like that. Honestly, I'm not bothered by that. I'll tell you why. Because what we're saying to him is, my friend, you have a chiyuv, be mekayem that chiyuv now. Don't enter into a situation in which you will make it impossible for yourself to be mekayem that chiyuv. I'll give you an example. Let's say in Korban Pesach, if I would say that I'm going to take a trip up north on the night going into Yudalit B'Nisan, so I'll be berichuk macha. So one way of saying it is, well, I'm not chayiv in Korban Pesach until tomorrow. So if I pick myself up and relocate myself, then I never was chayiv in Korban Pesach. That's fine. But the other way of saying it is that no, I'm already mechuyiv to guarantee myself that I'll be able to be mekayiv in the midst of Korban Pesach. And if I actively, deliberately uproot myself from here and put myself all the way in Metula, so then I've made it impossible for myself to be mekayim in the mitzvah. Like, let me ask you a question. It's Erev Sukkos, right? Erev Sukkos, whatever it is. And I know that in Yenisville, to whatever the place is, I can't buy an esra, or I can't build a sukkah. Am I allowed before sukkahs to relocate myself in such a way that I won't be able to be mekayem the mitzvah of sukkah? One approach says that, well, you're not chayim in sukkah, so you're a free agent. You know, do I have to worry about the mitzvah 6 months in advance? You know, I want to move to what's the coldest climate in Canada? Halifax, I don't know where it is, where they, you know, I remember when I came to Toronto, Zahava Shurin, whose nephew is about to enter into Bris Mila, I don't know if I'll make it on time for the Bris, anyway, Zahava Shurin is married to Zlatnik. If you know Toronto, I mean, you have to know Zlatnik, right? So she married Zev Zlatnik. So I remember when I landed in Toronto, it was a little before Sukkah, she says, I've been here for 7 years, I never ate in the Sukkah in 7 years. That's what she told me. It gets pretty cold in Toronto about that time of the year. So in any event, so the other way of saying is that, look, my friend, you are obligated to avail yourself of every mitzvah. If you remove yourself from the opportunity, so by delaying his Birkas HaMazon until after Shabbos, he has made it impossible for himself to be Mekayim this mitzvah that he's obligated in by virtue of the fact that he ate a Seudah Shabbos. Now, the Rav seems to be going a step further. If you omits Ritzeh, if I read the language correctly, he has forfeited the Kiyum of Seudah Shabbos. Let me see if I read that correctly. He says, yeah, take a look on the top of of the second page, which the flip side, he says, Kidei sheyetzeh chovas ha-Seudah, Seudah Shabbos kidina. So I don't know, what would you say, Rav Osef, about a person who ate a Seudah Shabbos and he didn't recite Ritzeh in benching? Did he forfeit the mitzvah of Seudah Shabbos? So I don't know, he has the word kidina. I guess he's saying that it's not the full-fledged kidina.
Right? It's partial mitzvah.
Yeah, he gets a partial mitzvah. He'll get credit for the Seudah, but not credit. But he hasn't really set it up as a Seudah Shabbos. Vinira, the afal pidul shitas arosh etzem azman havi amachayev das koras mein amaora mikomakon arosh sover the kiu has kora eno chala ki kiu mas kora bi alma el das kora bi birkas hamazon mahavi kiu bidin seuda. The mitzvah suda v'shabbos eno gak lechol pas ulevarich birkas hamazon kidina v'lachem birkas hamazon. The Ein Haskor Chelik Mibirkas Hamazon Atzma Lo Davi Kiyum Bechalos Shem Seudas Shabbos. So Klachzor, he has to repeat Birkas Hamazon Bechtei Lotzes Yidei Chova Seuda B'Shabbos. Barash Sover De Chiyuv Chazora Chal Machmas Hamachayv De Seuda. Umshum Hachi Sover De Rak Hecha De Chal Chiyuv Seuda. Im shachach lahazkir mina meora chayv lachzor b'rosh chodesh she'enam chodz mishum she'en chiyuv sud b'rosh chodesh. But there's another tnai in the mechayev, and that is zman. So you have the suda, and you'll only be mekayim that suda if you add ritzei in benching, and that's what he calls chal chiyuv suda. For that chiyuv suda, he'll have to repeat Birkas Hamazon if he omitted Ritzeh. However, if the Zman of Shabbos has already passed, then he's missing that element of the Mechayev. So again, it's very scary, because what the Rav is saying here is that the way we bench, I don't know, I can't speak on your behalf, but I'll speak on my own behalf, the way I bench on the Motzi Shabbos is way after Chashecha.
We say Ritzeh.
Now, according to the Rav, it sounds like, at least in the Rosh, I'm not saying the Rav Pasuk is like the Rosh, but I'm saying the Shitas HaRosh would say, not only should I omit Ritzeh, but I have now undermined my Seudah Shabbos, and this was meant to be my third Seudah. Because the Ritzeh is Koveh the Seudah is a Seudah Shabbos. That's what he says, that Mishum, since there's a Chiyuv Seudah, that's why we're going to force him to repeat Birkas HaMazon in an event that he left out Ritzeh. Again, that's not the case of Shal Shudas, but I'm saying, let's say he's eating his main Seudah on Shabbos after davening in the morning, right after Musa, and he left out Ritzeh, he's going to have to repeat Birkas Hamazon, not because he undermines Birkas Hamazon, but because he undermines the Chiyuv Suda. So he has to repeat Birkas Hamazon to salvage the Suda as the Suda Shabbos. But now we're saying there's another Machayev, it's got to be Zman. So that means by bench after Chashecha of Shalosh Shudas, I don't even have an option of creating a Suda Shabbos, because I need a certain Birkas Hamazon, which I was obligated in when I ate this Suda, in order to make it into a Suda Shabbos. I don't even have the option of creating such a Birkas Hamazon, because mine is a precondition.
Well, you're not saying that if you do bench and it's after Shabbos, you should not say Tzei. He's not saying that.
No, that's what I thought he was saying. He was saying that Zman is part of the Etzema Machayev, and once...
Yeah, but he's saying if you didn't say it, then what do we do? But he's not saying, L'chadchila, you should skip it.
I thought it was like Mexican Shikra, you know, to say, Yom HaShabbos HaGol HaZeh, and it's not Shabbos.
Yeah, if you were forced to repeat it, now it's a Shikra, but L'chadchila, if the Suda was there... I don't see him saying that.
So you would say, according to the Rush, we should recite Ritzei? Let's go back to the Rush, just 1 minute. He says, Afal Pisha Rabbeinu HaRosh Kosa B'tshuva She'ein LaHaskir Klal Shel Shabbos B'chol. And he equates it with a guy who's going to daven at Tefillah Shabbos Motzei Shabbos.
He missed it. He missed it.
What did he say?
But he missed the miracle. He has to make up the miracle.
Right, but without mentioning Shabbos, you know.
But if he didn't, then he would say it.
I lost. Again, the Rosh has the following equation, if I understand it correctly. He's saying that reciting benching after Shabbos is ended is like davening a mincha of Shabbos on Motzi Shabbos. Just like in the case of davening mincha of Shabbos on Motzi Shabbos, it's going to be a tefillah schol.
But that's just as tashlumim, doesn't it?
Right, but again, the Ashkenazis rejects this equation of the Rosh. But the Rosh saw this as a valid equation. And if he came to the conclusion, Ein lahaskir klal shel Shabbos b'chol, he's talking about Ritzei. I don't know. But anyway, let's just see, maybe the next paragraph he'll say what you said, Mitch. Ulefi zed nira, liba da rosh, im adam ochal se'uda nosefes b'Shabbos, yosef michoves gimel se'udas, t'viofen zed ak hazman mechayev haskaras vein ha'ma'or, v'lo mitzvah Shabbos, l'chenim tov lo hizkir Shabbos b'chol, enu chav. Wow. This is a brilliant chav. You hear what he's saying? If Liyatsuyer, you would have a situation where you reduce the Machayev to one Machayev, and that's Zman, and you remove the the Machayev of Suda, then if you omit Yalavi, if you omit Ritzei in such a case, you would not recite Birkas HaMazon a second time around, because this Suda is not a Suda Machayevis. The truth is, Rabosa, I would have said that alone even without the Rosh. Wait, let's just think. The Gemara says that the reason why Ritzei is a critical part of Birkas HaMazon is because you're a chayev to eat the Suda. Now he's setting up a fourth Suda and there's no chiyuv. Not sure if
but
we need
it. He says tov lo hizkir, but if he was maskir, so he's maskir.
Right, but I'm just wondering if let's say a person, forget about the Rosh, let's say we didn't know the Rosh, all we knew was the Gemara in Brachas Mem Tes. What would you say, halacha l'maisa, without the Rosh? A person eats a Suda Shabbos, and it's number 4, and he omits Ritzei. Would you force him to bench again? The Gemara says that the only reason he has to bench again is because he has a Chiyuv Suda. And in Rosh Chodesh he doesn't bench again because he has no Chiyuv Suda. I don't know why we need the Rosh for that. I mean, just straightforward reading the Gemara, I would have to come to that conclusion.
Yeah, but you're not saying that he wouldn't say Ritzei if he didn't forget it. If he had the Suda dragged out, and he said Ritzei, that's fine. But if he skipped it, then he doesn't have to do it again.
Okay, so let's just read on. V'kevet ha-suda atzma eni v'chayivas haskar d'lek ha-chiv lechol suda nosev v'shabes chak Hazman levado machayev. If he owed nira, the im adam ochal suuda sudas chol be erev Shabbos ubirach alea birkas hamazon the Shabbos afla rosh. I would say that's meaningless. Let's see if I'm right. Afla das harosh areu mechuyev lahazkir shel Shabbos birkas. Oh, Just 1 second. Oh, they're two different machayvim, right? So let's just think about this. He's learning that these are two independent machayvim, so that even if he wouldn't have the seuda of Shabbos, because he ate the seuda on chol, but since the zman now is the zman of Shabbos, therefore he has a chiyuv to recite Birkas Hamazon. But again, if he would say, but if he would omit it, I don't think he would repeat. Let's see. He says, "V'nira sheim tov el shochach lomer itzei." Afal pishul dasa rosh areim mechuyev lahazkir shel Shabbos b'machmas hazman. Mikom kom einu tzorach lachzul levarit. The din chazor chal machmas seuda. And here he's not chayv in the seuda because he started the seuda on chol, and it has the status of a seudas chol. Baram tzorach iyun b'shitas hatshuva ashkenazis. This is our question. Finally, he comes around full swing to our question. And therefore, if he omits Yalav Yomar Rosh Chodesh in benching, he's going to repeat benching. Let's go back and underline these words, right? He says, "V'hu adin v'rosh chodesh u'purim," meaning that Hakol holich achar tchilas hasu'uda. Shem hachi, the Gemara says, "Im tov lo yizkor rosh chodesh v'enu chosim v'al min b'chom kom im ochal su'uda v'rosh chodesh." Oh, that's the line. You see this? Ach mikol makom. Im ochal su'uda rosh chodesh, mekayim mitzvah achilas su'udas rosh chodesh. He has a footnote here from a Taz. V'kshechal rosh chodesh b'shavis is dochim su'udas rosh chodesh liyom aleph. It's like chavilus. So he doesn't want to double up. So he pushes off the Suda till Sunday.
Saying he wouldn't say Olav Yoma? It is Rosh Chodesh. That's really strange.
He says that's correct in my kelis, I don't know. I think he would mention Olav Yoma. But in any event, we see a new chiddush here. I'll say this is a break. This is a breakthrough revolution that there is such a thing as the Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So even though the Gemara says that if you omit Yalav V'yomer benching on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat benching because there's no Chiyuv Suda, but don't misunderstand that and come to the mistaken conclusion that there's no such entity as a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. There is an entity of Sudas Rosh Chodesh, but you're lacking the Chiyuv, and if you're lacking the Chiyuv, then Yalav V'yomer is not critical, it's not indispensable. Mishum Hachim Achol Sudas Rosh Chodesh Birosh Chodesh, Ubirat Birkas Hamazon, Bimotsoy Rosh Chodesh. He started Suda on Rosh Chodesh, he finished it after Rosh Chodesh.
One
second, I lost my trend of thought here. Listen to you. I'm wondering if this would apply even if he daven Meiriv. It's very odd. He's going to daven Meiriv without Yalav Yovel, because it's already the second of the month. But he'll mention Rosh Chodesh and benching because he ate the Suda on Rosh Chodesh.
And is that halacha? You have to stop the meal and then let you finish the meal first?
I don't know. You're asking a good question. I'd have to look that up in the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
Because if the halacha is stopped, then the question comes up. But if he never stopped, he didn't have a marriage, then that's okay.
Right. No, I was just wondering, according to this, what would be if he got mired? Because you remember when we spoke about Shabbos, we said that he could mention it, say, in benching it on the condition that he didn't got mired.
Right.
So I just was wondering what would be here also. The Suda itself is a Sudas Rosh Chodesh, not as a Chiyuv, but at least as a Kiyuv. And now, what does he have? Zman? He doesn't have Zman because it's already after Rosh Chodesh. But what he has is a Suda. And he doesn't have a Chiyuv Suda, but he has a Kiyuv Suda. So because that Kiyum Suda, he will add Yal V'Yomo. Baram Lefize Nirin, the Kemoshi Esh Kiyum Suda Biro Shchosh B'Toras Rishus, the Huadim B'Shabbos Im Echad Mosif Suda Revias B'Shabbos. So what's he talking about now? He's talking about a kiyum suda b'rosh chodesh. Again, it's not a kiyum, but a kiyum. And now he wants to say who adin b'shabes. So he's eating his fourth suda. Ah, he wants to know if that's a kiyum of suda shabes, and therefore. Therefore, what he would mention Yal V'Yovo, I'm sorry, he would mention it say even after Shabbos. Did we photocopy the next page too? You have Tav Kuf Chav Zayin?
Yes.
So this is already a discussion about tefillah. You know what? I think we'll stop here. And if you could hold on to these pages, I don't know, we'll see what the story is tomorrow. I should be back. In theory, I should be back on time. I have a